Sunday Morning Coming Down is sponsored by Cub. I cook these burgers, the Pub burgers, the 6 ounces, jalapeno and cheese. They're like a frozen puck. The wife likes the ones you pack by hand. I gotta say, it was nice to cook these things. Wait for them to get a little wet on top, flip them. So much stuff jam-packed in there. It looked like Fruity Pebbles, all the cheese and jalapenos. They were delicious. I got no complaints. They were delicious. Tis the season. It's getting warmer. Check out the Pub Burgers at Cub, your favorite neighborhood grocery store. They're one of us. They're awesome. Cub.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. Didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert.
Hello and welcome to Sunday Morning Coming Down. Episode, whatever episode it is. It's my birthday episode, so we'll just call it the BD50. Turning 50 today, recording this on Thursday. And I don't like birthdays, so much so that I got a card from one of my buddies and he just wrote, "I know you don't like birthdays, so this is all you get." And just signed the card. Mailed me an old book that he had also been reading. But I've been trying to reframe it, not be such an Eeyore, stick in the mud. Monday night, I think it was, there was some suspicious activity. You know, hey, honey, some of our friends want you to come over to their new corporate office in downtown White Bear. They're really proud of how they've designed it. We're going to walk there. Can you be home early so that at 6 o'clock, we can take this tour of their new office? So on the way there, I was like, this is super weird. Like, the people haven't been, and this doesn't make sense. Wife turns to me right before we walk in. I had nothing to do with this. And it was great. A bunch of people I wanted to see. The co-host had replicated the banana bread old-fashioned from Brick House. Insanely, every single food item was gluten-free. There was bacon. The famous bacon was there. There was a photo of John Wayne. It was nice. I had a really nice time. I ate some dinner on the way home with the wife, and I've been traveling a lot. So there's rumors of a golf group this weekend with the boys, the brothers and such. So I hope the weather is nice on Saturday. That would be the second deal. So yeah, I'm turning 50. That'll be a theme of this episode. The universe has been speaking to me, and there's been some good stuff for you to get back from that. But I got to start with, I know one of my neighbors is excited for this. So we put the dock in every year, the shared dock, and then we take it out as a group because we're in this neighborhood association. So they put out a pretty big push that everyone should have waiters. And I kind of prided myself on not owning waiters, because it seems like if you own waiters, they could ask you to do a lot of stuff. It's like owning a pickup. A lot of people having you help them move. That seems a little dicey. But the word got out that they wanted more people in the water than on land. Borrowed some waders from a guy down the street and helped out. Now, my dock is on a different position in the neighborhood. And so I did the first dock as much as we did. And then I went to the second one, and I was saying to everybody, I'm like, I'm going to fall down at some point. As you get deep enough, it gets mucky. Your feet get caught in it. like, I know I'm going to go down. Like, no one ever goes down in this dock thing ever. And I'm going to fall. I'm going to be submerged. I'm going to basically polar bear plunge here. It's only a matter of time. People gave me the courtesy, like, that's funny. Yeah, no one would do that. No one's that uncoordinated. No, most people have normal balance. As I was doing the second dock, carrying a piece of wood, I'm going directly backwards. I'm pulling the wood towards me. Might as well have been quicksand. I mean, this, I just locked up, slowly slid down, water over the waders, did not cover my head. I think that's the only saving grace. All conference honorable mention, did not cover the head. But the only thing, that right when it happened, I went down and I was cold. It was like polar bear plunge, like not having a heart attack, but like it was shockingly cold. And everybody I was with was just like, you're done. Thank you. And they just, that was it. Like I was done. So I was kind of like, okay. So if I can just take like a tumble or like hammer a nail through my hand or drop a box of china helping someone move, like I'm done. Like I can get out of stuff way easier. So that was good to know. And this kind of became a pattern for me. I've been trying to get the leaf blower started, and every time I'm out on the driveway, I mean, I yank this thing hard. Like, this is like, who was the Pete Townsend, the guitarist for The Who? I mean, I hammer the cord to get it going. I don't know why. I don't know where I learned that. But and every time I do it, my wife's like, hey, ease up on the cord. Like, Jesus, you don't need to yank it that hard. And I got it going. It was making noises. It was going to start second time this year, you know, the second time's the try. Gave it one more yank, full Pete Townsend. Yeah, just tore the rope out. So not sure how to fix that. Again, didn't have to leaf blow, ruin the leaf blower. All I had to do was put the leaf blower in the back of my car as if someday I will take it somewhere to get repaired. Probably take it down to the guys at the Secret Smoker, and they'll take it somewhere to repair it. So that was an interesting pattern. I did put, you know how gutters can have a little clasp on them so that they can flip up? So when you're mowing the lawn, instead of like sliding the gutters off with the single nail that's pegged into it, you just flip them up against the house. They have these brackets on them. Yeah, I bought those brackets on Amazon. I successfully installed those brackets on all my gutters. I was patient. I was kind. Whatever else it says in the Corinthians reading. I did it. I successfully put brackets on my gutters so that the gutters, every time it's windy, are not rolling through the neighborhood. And I have this kind of convertible option when I mow. So that was a success. Things that were not as big a success, I have two more moments. I think people like it when I'm an idiot. Like usually if, like when I did the Blackstone grill pod and I just melted down on Blackstone Monday or whatever it was, like people were like, yes, that's the content we want. That's the life we want you to live. We need you to be failing more. Well, you're going to like this because, I went down fully in the waders. I've torn off the cord of the leaf blower. I recently turned our water on outside. This one actually is the best one, but it's underrated because of how it was caught. So I'm down in the basement, and like, I don't know basic stuff. So if my wife's like, hey, you got to turn the water on for outside, I'm just walking downstairs like, geez, wonder where that is. Hope it's clearly labeled. I hope I don't pull the wrong switch and like carbon monoxide goes into the house or like the electricity goes off. Like, I don't, is this in a fuse box? Like, I don't really know. So I get down there and there's some clear water things and they're labeled. And it's basically like outside left, outside back, outside side. And I can see that the handle is perpendicular. It's not parallel. So I can tell that it's closed off. So I'm like, oh, this is it. I've actually found it. And I snap the three outside ones on so that they're running in the same line. And immediately it's like, and all this water like is going into it, to which I think in the basement, oh man, I must have had a lot of water. That must be what happens. So when you first turn on the water, it just fills the pipe. It just fills it up. You know, maybe it was jammed in the back and then it releases it so that they're ready to go. That must be like when I use the Keurig and it's getting the water ready to be hot. That's what's happening with the water. I go up to my chair satisfied in the living room and I'm sitting there. About an hour later, my wife's outside in the yard and she goes, do you know that there's water spraying out of every spigot in our yard on both the back and the front of the house and the sides? And I was like, in my head, I'm like, that's why it made so much noise. So I must have had them all still on from when I turned off the water. And now if she wouldn't have done that, yeah, that water could have ran for a week, just blasting water out into the street, you know, toothpick races out front of my house. But it wasn't that long a time, and I kind of just denied it. I was like, yeah, just clearing the pipes, getting them clear out, clear them out. Can't have, you don't want jam in there. It's a new season. Clear them out, clear them out. Yeah. The other thing, and I think this is another low point, I was following the instructions in great detail on these gutter brackets, so much so that like I bought a triangle that shows me when a 45-degree angle is. And at one point, he said to mark the gutter with a carpenter's pencil. And our neighbor knows everything about everything. And I turned to my wife, and I'm like, I'm going to go over and borrow a carpenter's pencil from Chuck. And she just looks at me and goes, do you think that's a good idea? Why don't you just use a regular pencil? And yeah, I felt shame about that. I think that would have been a tough look, like, hey, Chuck, you happen to have a carpenter's pencil over here? You know, one of those, the kind that Jesus used to use when he took his Iowa test, like you got a carpenter's pencil. And he'd be like, well, why didn't you use a regular pencil? That one might have been the worst if she hadn't helped me. So yeah, I'm on a roll. I'm a blue collar heart in a white collar world. I'm killing it. I'm killing it here. Hey, we're sponsored by Chill Boys. I love Chill Boys. You need $20 underwear. It's time to start taking care of your boys. It's unacceptable to just mail it in down there. You got to, if you're going to have good cocktail glasses and good watches and a nice car and keep your car clean, you should give the same respect to your boys. It's time to own $20 underwear. I'm sorry, it just is. You should have a nice wallet, you should have a nice watch, and you should take care of your boys. These guys got no friction. They're cool to the touch. Bamboo boxers and boxer briefs. Life-changing underwear from Chill Boys. We got a promo code, PULLTAB15. Check them out. Three different styles. Some new patterns coming. I'm pretty excited to be talking about. I'm going to start doing some videos. That's what the people want, me and my underwear. Check out Chill Boys, Minnesota company. We love them. Give them a look. So related, I wonder how many of you wear back-to-back pants. And what I mean by that is you've worn a pair of pants. Maybe it's a pair of jeans that came right out of the wash. It was a little tight when you put it on in the morning but you just lay it on the floor by your bed when you go to sleep. You wake up the next morning, you slide that pair of pants back on that you wore the same day. It feels even better. But I feel a compulsion to tell like the guy that works in our office. I want to be like, hey, you might notice back-to-back pants. I know I wore these joggers yesterday. I wore this pair of jeans yesterday, but I will have you know I did smell the ass, and I've decided that it's not that dirty. You know, there's layers between the butt and the pants, and, you know, 2 days isn't really that big a deal. You know, it isn't. Would you wear a flannel shirt twice? You probably would, because you got an undershirt on it. So I'm kind of into back-to-back pants. I also wonder, with if you have a dog, my rule is I don't give the dog people food ever, because even though I like our dog, he's a dog. So, like, when I see my wife giving our dog bacon, it just upsets me so much. I don't even know what that's like. That's like if there was a fish tank and we were putting things in the fish tank to make it look cool, and I just like put my iPhone in there. And I was like, yeah, I just gave the iPhone to the fish because, you know, he can stream on there, you know. Like, don't give dogs bacon. That's bullshit. Give them kibble. That bacon needs to go to a person. Creative thought. I heard, you know, Fish, the band, the jam band, they're going into the Sphere. I had seen U2 at the Sphere. And I guess they're just, instead of like U2 did like 40 days of the same set, these guys are doing like 5 days, and it's all different sets and all different music and all different video. And they've just been practicing it so much that someone told me they even practiced fucking up. So they practice what they would do if something went wrong. And I just thought that was just such a genius thing. When you think of creativity, you never think of someone practicing fucking up. You just don't. You don't at all. I went into the hardware store to buy that stuff for the gutters, and God, hardware stores are so great. The other thing that hardware stores have to love is, like, dudes never return anything. Like, we all go into a hardware store, we're doing a project, we buy like 3 things we don't end up needing. Like, we buy 2 drill bits, we find out we already have the drill bits when we look a little closer. I got this triangle to mark a 45 degree angle. And you just never bring it back, because you can just lay it on like your bench and be like, yeah, that's part of my collection. That's like my collection of hardware things, because I'm a man. And so that's good. And the food at a hardware store for dudes is the best. I saw a buddy in there, Will Anderson Insurance, no free ads. He's a sponsor. He was in there, and I just bought 2-for-1 salted nut roll, just threw him the nut roll in the hardware store, was like, have a great day. I know you're working on some topsoil. Have a great day. The other thing that's great about a salted nut roll is it totally breaks apart, and then you find some of the peanuts like the next day in your center console of your car, which I really do like. I'm going to get into the 50, turning 50 message, okay? So we went to see Tim McGraw last Sunday, maybe Saturday, dressed up in my cowboy costume. I had a hot streak going with the wife where all I had to do was dress up as a cowboy and things would work out for me, but that streak was broken. That's unfortunate. I was looking, you know, I was talking, and I think one of the things people don't discuss enough is that it is way, way better to be a rock star than a sports star. You know, I'm sorry, even Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods, Muhammad Ali, like, it's way cooler to be like a rock star, to be Bono or Springsteen or Taylor Swift or Tim McGraw or Morgan Wallen or Zach Bryan. It's just so cool. Tim McGraw was great. Half of his songs are about like life lessons, and I already mentioned Humble and Kind has kind of got all of the answers to how to live, but they played a song in this deal. It's actually the lyrics. It's the name of his current tour. It's called Standing Room Only. And he says, I get so mad at things that don't matter way too much. I let the way back winds and my old friends scatter like they were dust. I get to chasing that rainbow pot of gold right into the pouring rain with nothing to show for it, standing there soaking wet, looking up, shaking my fist as the thunder rolls. Now and then on nights like this, I catch a thunderbolt. So that's all about money. This is a theme, man. Money sucks. Money is the worst. It wrecks everything. You need to have it. You need to have your lifestyle, but there's just no satisfaction there. Then he says, I want to live a life like a dollar and the clock on the wall don't own me. Shine a light, like mama's front porch when I'm lost and lonely. Start forgiving and start forgetting. Be somebody that's worth remembering. Live a life so when I die, there's standing room only. Are you kidding me? Standing room only at the funeral. What a great idea for a song. No idea if Tim McGraw actually wrote this. Let's see here. Songwriters Craig Michael Wiseman, Patrick Murphy, and Thomas Cecil, you badasses. That's standing room only, okay? So that was a message like, that was very beneficial for me to hear turning 50. 50 is like, seems old, man. Like, I think I remember my mom turning 40. And now I'm 50. That's a long time. Like, in the 70s, we like, sat in the back of station wagons without seatbelts, and now it's like AI and Tesla Ubers and Grubhub. Like, it's weird. Like, that's a long time period. Lots of changes, you know, and I've been through all that. And then I'm meant to live another, 30, 40? I don't know, 20? But I love that message, you know. I want to live a life like a dollar and the clock on the wall don't own me. It's not about time. It's not about money, okay? Second thing, so I see this song perform live. I love it. One of the people at the concert says her father has just passed away. This is a song that they chose for him. Her sister's also at the concert. I then on Instagram this week see just a little post that says, the truth is my favorite foursome of all time wouldn't have Tiger Woods or Rory. It would just be my best friends that I'd want to golf with. And I thought, damn, man, that's okay. So that's happening. And then our boy Wyatt Flores releases his EP, and he has a song here. His song is called Running Out of Time, okay? How about this? Most people die at 27, get buried at 72. Do you ever think of heaven or where you're headed to? And will you be remembered when you're long gone? Or will you be another headstone on a lawn? I hear you say from the grave, this is someone else talking to him, are you going to wake up before you close your eyes? Say you're going to hold the ones you love so tight. We're going to die, so do what makes you feel alive. We're running out of time. Do what makes you feel alive. Are you going to wake up before you close your eyes? Most people die at 27, get buried at 72. I'm going to insert a little snippet of this song from Wyatt right here because it kicks ass and we like the man. So this is Wyatt Flores with a little sample of Running Out of Time. One of the things the universe has been saying to me as I've been turning 50.
Are you going to wake up before you close your eyes? Are you going to hold up? Ones you love so tight, we're gonna die, just do what makes you feel alive. We're running out of time.
Hope you enjoyed that. I did get to see the sun in Florida. I got a nice, there's a series of books called Travis McGee Crime Novels. And this guy is like a weird pulp Magnum PI. He lives down in Florida in the books. They're kind of like a mystery. He's a womanizer. He's a drinker. He lives on a houseboat. He's every like 50 pages, he'll just write this crazy diatribe that's almost like out of a scene of Bull Durham. It's like the most amazingly written thing you've ever seen about like, he'll just be like, these are some of the things I don't like. Or he'll be like, Travis McGee didn't like bing, bing, bing. And it's just like 50 things in a row that are amazing. And then it'll be a normal crime novel. I'm hearing they're going to turn this into a movie or a show, which would be amazing. So if you just want to, it's like written in the 60s. And that's kind of like my wheelhouse, right? Like the Dean Martin show that I watched for a while there, those movies. This Travis McGee thing, I think I might get into that. I'm learning some stuff. I did get a nugget finally out of the Sammy Hagar book. I mentioned this when I went on the vacation recently to Florida. He talked about if you go on vacation long enough, he said something like, if you're on vacation for 2 weeks, it'll take you 10 days to get on vacation. He said, if you go long enough someplace, if you really go, you will reach levels of relaxation that you can never go back from. Like you, they become, it's like new frequencies. Like if you take a long enough vacation, like his family used to go to Mexico, call it a month. He's like, I am a more relaxed person for the rest of my life because I have found these new frequencies. I was on vacation long enough to build my vacation muscles, my vacation mode. So I thought that was pretty slick from Sammy Hagar. I will talk about Sheldon Frank. I hope someone that listens to this podcast is going to buy a house from Sheldon. You just, or, you know, do your financing with Sheldon, right? It's just, all it is, you know, he's going to help you with the mortgage, right? He's going to get you pre-approved. He's going to dance you through the rates. His company is called Summit Mortgage, and he's got a little number on him here. You know, it's not easy to buy a house. NMLS 213346 is Sheldon Frank and Summit. Every buying situation is different. Sheldon has seen it all. He's going to guide you through a daunting process, talk you off the ledge on interest rates, help you get pre-approved, give you that white glove service the entire way. He'll be for there. He's buttoned up. He won't make mistakes. And because he's a hockey guy, and he only has pucks, there's no balls to drop. So obviously you can trust him. If you're going to buy a house in Minnesota or Wisconsin, we're going right into the season, folks. Reach out, get pre-approved. Call Sheldon Frank, 612-232-1872. Maybe even if you're not buying a house, just call Sheldon and say, if you were, you're hearing his ads. 612-232-1872. Summit Mortgage Corp, NMLS 1041. Equal housing opportunity lender. And if you're going to build a house, if you're going to renovate a house, if you're going to do landscaping on an exterior, you're going to want to work with Custom One. There are homes and there are Custom One homes. They make dream homes a reality. They've been doing it for 40 years. They build the beautiful houses you would see on the Parade of Homes, the Artisan Home Tour, you know, big neighborhood lifting homes, outdoor spaces, dream spaces. Live the way you want to live. Reach out to Custom One for your next project or for your next build. I'm going to finish a couple more thoughts. I'm going to tell a drinking story. I got to caveat this, that the kid that did this is a wonderful kid. And he's hilarious, and I like him, and I like his family, but this is just funny. So when we were in town, we're in the Frozen Four. We got both the kids in town. We're This night, I had probably been to Billy's Sushi the night before, I think. Maybe not. I don't know. This might have been the day after. Who knows? Anyway, I was hungover. And I know my son was in town because he asked me how I was feeling. This is definitely the day after Billy's Sushi. And I said, you know how I'm feeling, Bennett? I would like to drive my car to Podvin Park in our old neighborhood, recline the seats all the way, set my iPhone alarm, and just sleep there for like 2 hours. Maybe lay in the fetal position, you know? That's how I feel. But I didn't do that. What I did, I drove by Podvin Park and I went to the health club, the Will Anderson Health Club, the Lifetime there. And I worked out. I didn't want to talk to anybody at all. I was just like, I just was like not feeling great. It was a couple weeks ago. And I sit in the sauna. The steam room's closed for some reason. I go into the sauna. Generally, dudes don't talk in the steam room or the sauna. You just kind of sit there, maybe look at your watch. Hey, I'm going to try to do this for 10 minutes and then I'll get out, you know, whatever. So I'm in the sauna. This kid comes in, high school kid. He just goes, so what's the deal with no Matamidi Zephyrs on the hockey hair team? And I'm just kind of like, is he talking to me? Like, what the? I'm like, did I not put any? I try to put everybody in there. I didn't put maybe in the montage, the student section, but you don't like our look? What's going on? You don't like our look? I'm like, I don't know. He goes, well, what are you looking for? You like that toothpick, huh? You like? I go, yeah, that was super funny. I go, imagine you're a hockey player and you're like going out for state tournament. You're like, I'm gonna bring out a toothpick. And your buddy's like, what? A toothpick? Like, that's hilarious. And he's like, nah, I don't think so. And he's like, he's just riding me. I said, he's like, well, what are you looking for? You don't like our look. What are you looking for? I said, well, you know, I don't love the bleach because I can't tell who has good hair and who doesn't. He goes, toothpick guy had bleach. You liked that bleach, didn't you? Yeah, you liked that a lot. He was number one. I'm like, holy crap. So we're just going, I'm just taking body blows. I'm hungover. I'm in a weakened state. He's just finishing me off. Finally get out of there. And I go up and I'm just going to sit in these leather chairs in the lobby, maybe do a Wordle, maybe do a crossword puzzle, lick my wounds. And he just comes bombing in. Next thing I know, I hear the same voice. This was exactly like the guy who needs $3 or $2 and better off dead. I just hear this. What are you doing? Just sitting here? You come to work out and you just sit here, huh? You sit here all day? I'm like, I go, you know what? He goes, you like sitting here? I go, yeah, actually I do. I really enjoy sitting here. Sometimes I do sit here for a while after I get done working. He's like, He goes, why are you wearing green pants? What are you wearing green pants for? Why? What's? I'm like, Boston College is playing tonight, and I thought, you know, it'd be an appropriate. Oh, you went to Boston College. It was just amazing. It was so, I just got speedbagged by this kid, and I was just like, I was like on the ropes. I needed a cut man in the corner to seal me up, put some Vaseline on my face so the gloves would bounce off. And this kid just Game of Thrones me. It was like the Red Wedding. Nothing I could do. He was a beauty. He still is a beauty. I thought you'd enjoy that story. Next time, I'm just telling you, next time you don't want to talk to anybody, watch out, man. He might be over your shoulder when you least expect it. I'm going to finish with the Tim McGraw, Standing Room Only. Love it so much. For whatever reason, half the songs this guy records make me feel like I'm going to start crying, from Humble and Kind to Live Like You Were Dying to maybe it's because of his father, Tim McGraw, but really a nice message here with Standing Room Only. I hope you guys are living that way. If anybody else is having a birthday out there, happy birthday to you. I'll do my best to not be a stick in the mud. Get it.
Get so mad at things that don't matter way too much. I Let the way back winds and my old friends scatter like they were dust. I get to chasing that rainbow pot of gold, riding through the pouring rain with nothing to show for it, standing there soaking wet. Looking up, shaking my fist as the thunder rolls. Now and then on nights like this, I catch a thunderbolt. I wanna live a life like a dollar in the clock on the wall. Don't only shine a light like mama's front porch when I'm lost and lonely. Stop the giving and start forgetting. Be somebody that's worth it.